On a windy and sunny day in downtown Dubuque, cars pass by in front of the 700 block of Locust Street. That's where the Dubuque building is. It's the tallest building in the city, and it was once home to the Roschick Brothers department store, at one time the largest department store in the state. Now it's home to a brand new IBM Services Delivery Center. A large black and white cube with IBM on each side was recently installed just outside the main entrance. Kathy Lauer is one of about 800 people working at the new center. Like most of her colleagues, she's from out of town. She moved here from New York City.
When I first came here, even before I moved here, I mean, what a great welcome. I mean, all the signs all around town, welcome IBMers, welcome IBM. Never. I mean, I felt like I was in my own ticker tape parade. It was very nice.
The feeling is reciprocal for city leaders. Rick Dickinson is the executive director of the Greater Dubuque Development Corporation. He calls IBM moving to town a shot in the arm.
In a community, Dubuque, back in 1982, that had the highest unemployment in the United States in the last Great Recession since the Great Depression, the difference is now we're running strong. Probably by the end of this year, we'll be looking at less than 6% unemployment.
Getting IBM to come to Dubuque was no easy task. It required an incentive package worth about $52 million, mostly in the form of tax breaks. And while that large amount has drawn some criticism, Mayor Roy Buell says the long-term economic benefit is worth it. He says when IBM's Dubuque Center employs the full 1,300 people, it will have an annual payroll of close to $60 million, with most workers making more than $40,000 a year.
When you look at that money turning over in a community yearly, three to four times, that's a tremendous incentive, economic incentive for other businesses. That serve that population, house everything from housing to restaurants. It's just a tremendous economic stimulus.
But housing is a contentious issue. With so many people moving into a city of about 60,000, there's a housing shortage. And with more demand, there are accusations of price gouging. Jack Dunwoody, who calls himself a concerned citizen, is just a few blocks south of IBM at Monk's Cafe Pub. He says what some IBM employees will only say off the record.
If you're going to rent it to somebody for $1,000, you don't rent it to a guy that's a tech for $1,250. I mean, it's just not right.
The city's human rights department cannot confirm or deny whether fair housing claims have been made. Another issue is the workforce in Dubuque. The Greater Dubuque Development Corporation estimates 80% of the IBM workers are from out of town. Robert Morris is IBM's Vice President of Service Research.
We chose Dubuque primarily because of the availability of talent in the area and also because it was a nice place to live.
Morris says the company is casting a wide net. It's working with 2- and 4-year colleges within 100 miles of Dubuque to try to train a technical workforce. A number of websites and blogs feature anonymous postings of former IBM workers who lost their jobs because they couldn't transfer to Dubuque, and they accuse the company of not caring about its longtime employees. Morris says he's aware of the criticism, but says personnel changes are sometimes necessary.
The world is constantly changing. You know, and IBM is constantly rebalancing its workforce. It's one of the things that any company that is going to adapt and be successful does need to rebalance its workforce, and it does also need to seek and manage talent wherever it can find it.
At a time when many large companies are going overseas, Morris says locating in Dubuque was an experiment in expanding its operations within the U.S. He says it's successful so far, and the company is planning on using a similar model of expansion when it opens a services center in Columbia, Missouri this fall. In Dubuque, I'm Alex Hoyer, Iowa Public Radio News.